So who are we and what is it? What's going on here?
We are the two Bobs. Yes.
Right.
What? We're doing a podcast.
Right.
Where? None of your business.
TheTwoBobs.com.
We do welcome you, though, to our show.
Right.
And now.
Yeah, but we haven't done that yet.
When are we doing it?
Oh, we are doing that. Well, who are you?
I'm Rob. And this is the worst intro ever.
And I'm Robert. And you're listening to episode 86 for Monday, December 3rd, 2018.
We've had 2 weeks to prepare for this week's episode, so
yeah,
strap on your knickers, because we're going to talk about, as always, the... I don't know.
I thought you were going to say, strap on your dicks.
strap on your sausages, because we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking.
Good thing.
We'll talk about my recent breakthrough into the sitcom world.
We'll talk about a new terrible idea for a cereal from our friends at Post. And this week's crazy news involved testicles, chandeliers, sausages, flatulence, beer and buffalo wings, and maybe a little bit of cocaine.
Maybe a little bit about cocaine.
Done.
Perfect. You'd think after 86 episodes we would have figured that out.
That's all right. A segue among segues among segues. None of them led anywhere.
No, it's been 2 weeks, so we're rusty.
Yeah.
You know, and we're old, you know, I feel particularly old lately. I don't know what's going on with me. I think I'm a 36-year-old trapped in an 87-year-old's body. Wait, no, wait. I meant the other way. I don't look like I'm 87. I'm an 87-year-old trapped in a 36-year-old's body is what I meant to say.
Well, that's all right. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did. Yeah. We ate all the turkey. It was just Kelly and I. Because, you know, my kids, they ate like mac and cheese. But we had, Kelly made a delicious meal for us at the beach condo. I
believe that with, for a second.
I know. Well, you should have been there. It was delicious. We had the turkey and all the trimmings, and she made green bean casserole, and she made mashed potatoes. I don't know what she did to these mashed potatoes, but.
They're from a bag.
She mashed them, she cooked them, right. But then she put them in like a dish and she baked them.
Well, that's good.
Oh,
did you just spread them on the floor?
With some garlic on there, some garlic. Nope, no, I didn't have to eat it off the floor. That was a treat. they were pretty good though. How was yours?
It was good. It was nice to be off for a couple of days extra, and then. You know, as luck would have it, you wake up Sunday morning going, shit, I got to go back to work tomorrow. But it was great. We got to spend some time with family and kind of did nothing really for Thanksgiving Day. Just relaxed and hung out and had mother-in-law and grandmother-in-law come over and ate. And they were here for just a little while. We just chill. And then Friday night, we went over to visit some family and hung out with them for a little while. And then I don't know what the hell we did the rest of the weekend. I think decorate. We put the Christmas stuff up. So it is time.
We still don't have ours up. It's just, it's one of those things, like we were out of town and it's just not
out. That's all right.
It's just not out yet. And this fucking website for my beer, because I'd like to talk about my beer. It's not loading. Hold on, let me try Chrome.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
I had some good ones, too.
I had some good ones. I'm still. Kelly asked me when I got home from work today because I had this bottle of beer in a bag. She's like, "Oh, is that the $30 bottle of beer?" I'm like, "No, that's
not her business.
That's for episode 100." Yeah. You don't tell me. I see. Yeah. I have the $30 bottle of beer sitting on the desk here. It's just, it's making sure that we continue on this journey of ours so that way we can get to episode 100 and I can drink that fucking beer. But so this morning. So my definition of breakfast is eating a Cliff Bar at my desk at work as I come in and I'm checking my email and my voicemails in the morning. So so about once a month, I go to Trader Joe's, I grab a hand basket, and I load up on like 20 or 30 of these Cliff Bars, and I shove them into my desk, and that's what I eat for breakfast. Well, I was on my way in into work this morning. I'm thinking, oh shit, I gotta stop by Trader Joe's because I ate the last one the other day. And so grab my Clif Bars. I walked by the beer section and I came upon this guy right here. I figured, you know what, I needed a beer. There was beer right there. So after going to the cashier and having to explain to the cashier that I was not going to drink this beer at 8:15 this morning, and that this was for later on, to which the cashier, by the way, replied, well, if I judged you, I'd be a hypocrite. I reported him to Trader Joe's corporate immediately. No, I'd...
He smelled of fake box wine.
I think it's kind of funny. But anyway...
That's good.
Yeah, but anyway, so I have this beer here. It's a 550 milliliter bottle.
Oh, and I thought you were going to say $550. That's pretty expensive beer there. Should have saved that.
This was $4.80 something cents, I want to say. It was less than $5 for this beer. But what it is it's Samuel Smith's Winter Welcome Ale. And it's from England. We've had Samuel Smith's in the past, at least one or two times here, I can tell you.
I think.
Episode 13, It Can't Be As Bad As Vomit.
Oh,
I had an organic chocolate stout, which I remember was pretty good. Episode 19, Real Men Wear Rompers. You had a Rebel Grapefruit IPA from Samuel Smith's. And that's the last time. So we've had it a couple of times on here. And it's the Winter Welcome Ale. It says the seasonal beer is a limited edition brewed for the short days and long nights of winter. The full body resulting from fermentation in stone Yorkshire squares and the luxurious malt character. Hey, George, how's it going? Which will appeal to a broad range of drinkers is balanced against whole dried Fuggle and Golding hops.
Oh, yeah, Fuggle. We've had that before.
We've had Fuggle hops before. With nuances and complexities that should be contemplated before an open fire. So you contemplate this beer before an open fire.
Right.
Or else you could die, it says. Weird. It says Samuel Smith brews at a small traditional British brewery, the oldest brewery in Yorkshire. Somehow it got all the way to Trader Joe's in Michigan. And it says here it's 6% alcohol by volume. There's really no other pertinent information on here, really. But let me taste it and let you know what I think. I've never had this one before.
Sounds good. I'm going to follow my brewery on the Twitter. Shit, I already am following them.
I can see through this beer.
That's all right, though.
I don't hold it against the beer that I can see through it. It's good. It tastes to me kind of just like a, I don't know, like a, just, it's like a winter ale would taste. So you get a little bit of, a little bit of hops in there. It's pretty full. It's a full body beer. Taste a little bit of the kind of like a smoky flavor to it, like you would you know, nice. It's a nice, you know, kind of average ale. I rated a 3.5 on Untappd, so it's good enough where I would, you know, I'd think about getting it again, especially at $4 and something cents for a 550 milliliter bottle, which in real units, I don't even know how big. It's a regular size bottle. It's bigger than like a 12-ounce bottle, but not as big as it's maybe
British liters, probably.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me ask the new Alexa here. Well, I'll ask your Alexa.
Okay.
Alexa, how many ounces is 550 milliliters?
550 milliliters is 18.6 fluid ounces.
Oh, okay. Slightly bigger.
It's a bottle and a half.
Yeah, I got a 12-ounce bottle, yeah.
Yeah, so, it's a good ale, a nice solid ale, full body, you know. The Fuggle is always good to have, apparently. So it's, can't have enough Fuggle.
That's right. Well, guys like our Fuggle. Well, I've got something from a brewery that I've never had.
Go Fuggle or go home. Go Fuggle yourself.
Hey, I already got a bad enough eyesight as it is.
Get the Fuggle out. Yeah, I'm done.
Are you done with your witty little puns here? Because I'm going to tell you about my beer after I sat through and listened to yours.
For now. Well,
you feel free to chime in wherever you feel like it, but I've got.
That's never been an issue, right?
I've got a Center of the Universe Brewing Company, which I just found out after I followed them on Twitter that they're in Ashland, Virginia, which is just north of Richmond. Wow. And what I've got, and it's got a kind of a wild name to it, is El Deuterino White Russian Stout. It's a stout brewed with lactose and vanilla. So that had me all over it. I do like my vodka, so I like White Russians. I do like stouts. I do like lactose. Yeah, lactose is good.
Beaver asshole.
Beaver asshole is really where it got me, because I love, of anything that I like, my favorite flavor probably of any in the world is beaver asshole.
For sure. Guaranteed. 100%.
Yeah, so it's got the vanilla in there that we enjoy. So I thought I'd give it a shot, and it's a big bottle. I think it's the 750 milliliters, so it's quite large. But this one says, inspired by slackers, sweaters, eccentric friends, and exotic drinks, this decadent White Russian milk pours midnight black and is capped with a tan, pillowy head.
Nice.
Eight different malts and whole vanilla beans create flavors of chocolate and espresso, offering a perfect way to mellow out after a rough set on the lane. So it's got kind of a bowling theme to it here, which I'll hold up to the screen there. It got the bowling balls and the little graphics there, but I'm going to give it a shot. I've been nursing it, and I've actually just poured a little bit more into my glass after I finished half of it, and I'll let you know what I think.
I hope it tastes better than the bottle looks.
Bottle's kind of cool, although it does say vintage 2017 on there, but maybe that means it's better.
Lost me at bowling.
You're more of a duck pin guy. Doesn't really have much of a smell to it. It's all right, though. It smells like beer. I'm going to taste
maybe
it.
Maybe your nostrils are just plugged.
They're not.
Too much Coke.
Not enough. Well, I taste the coffee. I do taste some chocolate. It's very smooth, so it's not really, it doesn't have a really big punch to it. As you can see, it's a lot darker than the one you've got, so I can't see anything through it. It's completely black. It's very smooth. I rated it, I think, a 4, maybe 3.75, so I like it a lot. It's a good drinkable stout. Doesn't have any overwhelming flavors of one or the other. You do get a bit of the chocolate, a bit of the coffee kind of flavor to it, and the nice, like smooth flavors. Not a whole lot of vanilla that I expected in there, but maybe it's kind of subtle with all the other flavors going on in it. But I like it a lot. I'd be happy to try it again, and I would recommend the Center of the Universe Brewing Company, El Deuterino.
It does look like a really good beer, and yeah. You know, I don't know if I can get it up here in Michigan, but I do like the lactosey. Lactosey is a word, right?
Yeah.
It could be a word. It's my fucking podcast. I can make whatever word I want. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, fuck Merriam-Webster.
Well, I logged it into Untappd, and you can use Untappd to find out if it's near you, and I just evidently celebrated a milestone 8 years now on Untappd.
Congratulations. So
I feel like I'm going to finally amount to something, although I say that every now and then, and it never really happens.
I'm going to get one of these beers and then wait like 20 episodes and then, you know, try to pretend that it's never been drank on this show before.
You can try it.
I could.
Speaking of episodes, I sent you a link, I guess, earlier. I don't know really what to call it exactly on our text machines. I was driving home, and I just finished listening to a very, very long audiobook, so I haven't listened to podcasts much lately. But I finally finished probably my third, maybe, or so listen through on the stand. So 48 nice. Hours of a nice Stephen King book to take you all over the place. And I started it around...
Let's be abridged.
Shoot, no, unabridged, 48 hours. And I finally finished it. So I haven't listened to a lot of podcasts lately. So I was driving home, and I was tired of CNN, and I flipped back on my podcast little app there, and I pop a podcast that we've partnered with. And I scroll through it, and I found that you've made your breakthrough. It happened a month ago, but that's what happens when you listen to a 48-hour audiobook. Get a chance to listen to it?
I did. So I am officially a situational comedy star. Where do you want these fish bags? That's right. Where do you want these fish bags? This is one of multiple lines that I got on this. Where, and my character is, I'm operating one of those, like, when you go to the fair, the stupid games that are, you know, to win a fish or to win a stuffed animal, you know, that are impossible to actually do. So I'm one of those assholes that stands there and operates one of those stands. And these two men are trying to win a fish because they killed somebody else's fish.
But don't give away the story.
I'm not going to. And they might be trying to replace. They might be trying to find a replacement. And I may be continuing to mistake them for homosexuals.
Well, what happened was it was some time ago, and actually I just looked up the files, and we recorded them in June, but we were approached by a podcast called The Boondoggle, and they were going to do kind of like a situational, I guess a sitcom style podcast. So basically what we did was we had lines to read, and we sat down here one night after a show or before a show and just kind of read through them. And I spliced the audio up and I sent it to them, and then they took it around. We had no idea what to expect, so we basically just fed them lines that we read. And your episode actually came out last month, but like I said, I was deeply immersed in that book, so I didn't catch up to it. And then I realized today that your episode was out, so it's kind of cool to listen to it, and you definitely know it's you. I played it for Melissa, and she was laughing at it. But the title of the podcast is Sit, or it's actually 2000 DC, a sitcom podcast, and you can find it at sitpod2000dc.podbean.com. So that's kind of a lot to go through, but we'll put a link in the show notes and maybe a link there on the twobobs.com as well, so you can check it out. But yeah, just search in your podcast feeder for 2000 DC, like District of Columbia.
And what's cool is I actually, when I listened to the first episode, and one thing I was really bummed out with was the fact that I couldn't use Pocket Cast, which is the podcast player that I use. Yeah. They weren't on there yet. So I was excited to see that today that they are on Pocket Cast, because again, you can find our podcast on there too. And what's really cool is you can set up where it alerts you when new episodes are available. It automatically downloads them. You can set that up. Yeah. And it's a really easy way to discover new podcasts. So Pocket Cast is my go-to player, but they're on there now. So really cool. I don't have to remember to go in and play an episode. It'll pop up under my new podcast. So I'll remember to go. I'll be able to see it and know to go in there and listen to the new episode. So I'll have to get caught up.
Yep.
I listen to my part, but you know.
Well, you were on episode 4. My part hasn't been out yet. I went through, I think there's probably 7 or 8 out, and I looked to see if mine was out. So I'll let it slide that you got yours out before me, but I'm sure mine will be better.
You have more lines, though.
I might.
His name was Jim. You have more lines, so
that's all right.
Fuck off. So, you know, I'm a glutton for sugary cereal.
Yeah,
Cap'n Crunch, Cinnamon Toast Crunch,
Crunch berries, but not really, just the berries by themselves. Yeah. You need both. You need the crunch and the berries.
That's Colin's jam right there.
Really?
Yeah, he loves.
I like them more.
Crunch berries, and I like really any cereal that has the word crunch in it. Now that I think about it, I mean.
Raisin Bran Crunch. You need the extra in there. Yeah.
But it should get soggy. So I do like the sugars. But one thing that I'm not a big fan of, though, is sour cereal, and which has never really been a thing until now. You sent me this link from Thrillist, and there's a new Sour Patch Kids cereal. And I don't know if it's, like, do you get... This is what I want to know, though. Do you get, like, the, you know, the Sour Patch Kids? Because you get the sour, but then you get that nice sweetness kind of right after that. So you get that sour bite at the beginning, then they're sweet. And is it the
same thing? That's what it says. It says on the box. And it'll be available December 26th, starting at Walmart, and then everywhere else later in 2019. But, yeah, the box says sour then sweet. But the shape of the cereal looks like a Sour Patch Kid, which... I think pretty much everybody has had. My mouth is just drooling thinking about how sour those are. But you still pour the milk on it. It's like regular cereal. I guess the way that they describe it, it's almost like an Alphabits or whatever those corn or whatever it explains it in here. But I don't know. I might be curious to try it. Hopefully the box is small enough and not that expensive to try it. But I don't know. Sour Patch Kids are good, but not soaking in milk.
You try it first, and if you like it, then I'll try it. I'll let you be the sacrificial lamb on that one, though.
Well, as unfortunately that it's not available until later in December, because this might have been your Secret Santa.
I mean, there's still time. That's right. So, and stay tuned. Robert and I have decided to do Secret Santa gifts to each other, and we'll open them while we're recording. So Robert's Secret Santa gift actually has already been purchased and is en route to his house. I think it's coming Saturday. And again, you can't. You have to remember, though, that that's the package, and you have to keep. I want to see that Amazon Prime seal still on the box for you.
Okay, so I'll show it to you.
No cheating. I even made sure that I went in there and chose ship in Amazon packaging, knowing that there's always that chance they're just going to send it in the regular box. And they did that. I didn't do that. Usually, I especially for Christmas stuff, try to do that. The other day, because we got Colin like one of those, it's a scooter, but it has the big inflatable tires on it. So and it has like handbrakes on it. It's a pretty cool fucking scooter. It goes up to 220 pounds. So I got to lose just a little bit of weight, but then, I can ride it. So anyway, I ordered from Amazon, and Colin and I are pulling out of the driveway in my car the other day, and I look and it's just sitting on the porch, and it was like
in its original box.
I was taking him to the bus stop. It was 8:10 in the morning. They had delivered that shit at like 7:30. Yeah, and it's just sitting right on the front porch. So I'm like, "Hey, Colin, look over there. Look at Mike and Kate's house." I don't know. He's like, "What about it?" I'm like, "I don't know.
Look,
a bird. It looks kind of like ours, only it's oranger." Like so, luckily, I was able to. He didn't notice it, but it was that moment of panic. Like, shit, he's going to see that the scooter's right there, and it's going to just destroy. It's going to spoil the surprise, but nonetheless.
Crisis averted.
If you're buying a gift, when you go to checkout, go to the gift options and check the little box that says send an Amazon packaging. So they'll put it in another box, and you won't be able to see what it is.
Well, if I shipped you this box of cereal, I don't think they're just going to stick a shipping label on the outside. They'd put it in a box.
It's just a box of cereal with a UPS label across the front. Take this, asshole.
Yeah. Well, we'll be doing our Secret Santas. We'll get to crazy news, but we'll be doing that in 2 weeks, so episode 88.
Yeah.
So that'll be Monday, December 17th, and then we'll take a little break for Christmas. But it should be fun. I got a couple of ideas for you. I gotta bounce around a little bit and find just the right one.
Wow. I'm happy that you're putting this much effort into it, because I found yours in like 2 minutes. It was like one of those luck of the draw things. Like, I just saw it and I'm like, yes, that's it. That is it right there. You'll enjoy it. And it is it's hilarious, but also useful. Like, it's kind of like one of those.
Insert it right away.
Like, I'd want to. Yeah, you just got to put a little bit of grease on it or something. You know, just lube it up a little bit. It'll go right up in there. And all right, crazy news.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no. No. Oh, no.
All right.
Exactly.
This is good.
Cocky Knights likes to sing along to the crazy news drop now.
Well, that's good.
I
think everybody does.
I gotta film my. Well, there's no words, but I'm always like. All right, hold on. Somebody just top this fucker off here. All right, our first story here brings us to Washington.
Yep.
The state, not D.C. I always like to, because I don't want to make your town look bad, so I always make sure that I specify. And this is talking about a man who's detoxing from alcohol and cuts off his own genitals, naturally.
That's the first thing I think of.
So in Kennewick, Washington, you been there before, Robert? Kennewick?
No.
Apparently, people cut their own genitals off there. But a man was taken to the hospital after cutting off his own testicles with a pocket knife while detoxing. No. Detoxing.
Right.
According to the Kennewick Police Department in Washington State, they say officers were called out to a report of a man cutting up an animal with a knife Friday. When officers arrived on scene, they found a man covered in blood on his hands and pants. Officers say the man was detoxing from alcohol and was confused about what he was doing, cutting off his testicles and leaving them wrapped in a newspaper and a yard. They were retrieved and given to medics. The man was taken to Trios Hospital. mental health professionals were notified as they fucking should be.
Yeah, better.
Yeah, it's man. What do you got to be detoxing off of and to just cut your own genitals off?
You know what? I'm not going to need these.
He didn't want to have any more kids. He must be married.
He could be. Well, he wouldn't have had to go that extreme. He just figured, these are dead to me.
Probably not. Probably.
Yeah, that's bad news. I mean, we don't drink near enough beer for that to get that extreme, thankfully.
Well, like I said, you got to be Jones.
Really, right? You got to be really toxing to detox that far. I mean,
you had to have toxed a lot, and you got in order to cut off your own testicles. Well, so did he cut up an animal too, or was that just his testicles?
No, he just cut them off.
Them right off, huh?
Wow, yeah,
that guy probably better off for it.
I think so.
I mean, I don't want that fucker procreating, right? I mean,
no.
There's some people where you're just like, God, I hope they don't make any children. Like, let's stop that bloodline in its tracks.
Well, our next story doesn't really fall that far from that, I'll have you know.
Okay.
And I think you'll remember back to episode 21, which is a really long time ago. It was
yesterday.
Well, when I tell you about it, don't point your probes in my direction. We talked about a young lady, and this was pretty early in our crazy news stuff here, but this lady in California was actually married to a train station. You remember that story? Yeah, San Diego woman.
I do.
That was the Santa Fe train station. So it wasn't even really in California, but she's from California. She renamed her last name to Santa Fe because she loved this train station and she wanted to marry it. And then over the last couple of weeks, last couple of episodes, we've talked about a lady, episode 83, episode 80, 78. We talked about a lady who, I guess, had fallen in love with a ghost and evidently had decided to have sex with the ghost. Then she ended up marrying the ghost.
We had a guy from the last episode that married a hologram.
Well, that was different because he actually had a doll to go along with it that, you know, if he wanted to cut off his own genitals, he could give it to her. He had
something to stick his penis in.
Right.
Yeah, difference. Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, this would hurt to stick your penis in, I imagine.
It probably would. It cut you. But this one takes us over to, I guess it's in the UK. That is dailymail.co.uk. And a woman who is engaged to a chandelier, she gets a tattoo of the partner of her dreams on her arm. And there's a picture of the tattoo. A woman who's engaged to a 91-year-old chandelier has had her arm tattooed with a picture of the partner of her dreams. Amanda Liberty from Leeds had her tattoo designed by a star of tattoo fixers, Alice Perrin, on the hit television show. Identifying as objectum sexual, Miss Liberty is currently engaged to the chandelier called Lumiere and said it was love at first sight after spotting the light on eBay. Chandelier was officially born in Germany 91 years ago and is 28 inches wide. That's probably where my problem is. That's why, well, I guess I can't say I can't get chicks, but she's crazy.
Yeah, there's pictures of her laying in bed with it.
And the tattoos, I mean, it's got a very, very striking resemblance.
Wow, this is pretty amazing. What if
not every day somebody marries a light?
What if one day she meets a younger, sexier chandelier?
Yeah, it could be.
I don't know. How do you divorce a chandelier? Like, how do you split assets up?
That's a lot of hue bulbs. Says the tattoo took 1.5 hours to complete.
I wasn't sure where we were in the story, so you could just keep going.
All right. Miss Liberty said she felt nervous about the needle before getting inked. However, Miss Liberty was pleased by the end result and said, Lumiere. Also thought it was brilliant, not taught. She gave me the energy telling me it was great. She tells me when things, she doesn't like things, but she really likes the tattoo. Miss Liberty first fell in love with a drum kit at the age of 14.
Okay.
And has since gone on to love the iconic Statue of Liberty, even changing her surname by deed poll to Liberty. So yeah, what was her name there at the top? Amanda Liberty, yeah. So she's cheating on the Statue of Liberty with this chandelier.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You think she tries to fuck the chandelier?
I hope not. I hope not.
Amanda said, as soon as I saw the Lumiere on eBay, yeah, I knew immediately that she was the one for me, and I was in love at first sight. She was based in Germany, and although I knew I would never be tricky, it would be. No, let me try that again. Although I knew it would be tricky to get her home, I knew I needed to find a way to make her mine. I couldn't stop thinking about her and how beautiful she was. She's such an amazing shape. And I could feel really amazing energy coming from her. After binding the chandelier, I patiently waited for her to be imported into the UK. And after 6 days of waiting, she was finally in my arms. She had been disassembled for her own safety.
No disassemble.
But once I put all of her pieces together and stuck her in my vagina, she settled into her new home. Our relationship just went from strength to strength. A friend of mine actually named her Lumiere because of the film Beauty and the Beast after the candlestick who comes alive. St. Valentine's Day, I proposed to her to signify our long-lasting love. Take it from here, Robert.
I hope at some point we will have a commitment ceremony. I haven't been engaged before, so it's very new and exciting. In December 2017, Miss Liberty said she preferred to spend her nights cuddled up to Jewel, a portable chandelier that she happily tucked. She's a slut. Happily tucks into bed with her.
Pouring her way around
the Lumiere.
Lumiere, the chandeliers in her house.
Are part of a 25-strong chandelier collection that she owns. Even though she's only engaged to Lumiere, she considers herself to be on an open relationship with the others.
I wonder if she's a swinger.
I don't know. I think so. She swings across the lamps. Chandeliers. Well, my dream job would be to work in public buildings such as Buckingham Palace, looking after the great chandeliers they have there. I can only imagine the lawsuits. So yeah, she's batshit crazy too.
Yeah, but you know what? You can't control who you or what you love.
That's true. I'm just glad I didn't have a drum kit.
I don't know. I feel like we should just stop reading this out. Let's cut our losses.
I've already moved on. I closed the tab, Rob. I've closed tab on Lumiere and Miss Liberty.
Let's move on to something more important.
Yeah, it's hometown to you.
Sausage party.
Yep.
All right.
This is local.
It is.
You might even know her.
What's funny is Harrison Township is very close to me.
You probably bought some coffee from this trip.
It's pretty damn close. I take a little bit of a hike down the road and I would be in Harrison Township. And actually, my brother-in-law, the lawyer, is moving into a house. They just bought a house and they're closing next Friday in Harrison Township.
Well, that's good. Congratulations.
Maybe they're going to live next door to this lady.
I hope so.
Who got prison time for home invasion trying to steal sausages. What is it with phallic foods and crimes being committed? It seems like there's a lot of them. And a lot of rage and illegal activities surrounding sausages.
Sausage is good.
Sausage is so good, and that's the thing.
Sausage is the best. Now, patties are links.
Links.
Like if you go to,
It depends. IHOP, it depends on what I'm doing. If I'm eating, eating it, is it?
The patties are harder to get in. The links are easy.
I just totally said that wrong. Okay, it depends on how it's being served. If it's just, as a side
patties
item.
Are always breach.
Well, if it's as a side item. if it's as a side item, then I prefer links. But yeah. if it's on something, like it's on, then you got to go patty, right?
Well, that's like, what's it, Dunkin' Donuts, they try to do those breakfast sandwiches where it was the big round link, they'd cut it in half and lay it on the flat. You can't do that.
No, that's stupid.
Yeah, give me a flat sausage.
Seriously. Well, back to Harrison Township, where a woman has been sentenced to 3 to 20 years. That's quite a spread. Yeah. In prison and for July for home invasion involving the attempted theft of frozen sausages.
Crystal, unless you've seen the shrimp.
Crystal Meth Miranda. No,
just Crystal.
Crystal Miranda pled guilty to first degree home invasion in October before a Clare County judge. Okay, so I will tell you this much. Harrison Township is not in Clare County. Maybe there's a city called Harrison that is in Clare County. If there is, I feel better about this now because I don't even know where this is. It's in Michigan somewhere, nowhere near me.
Her somewhere.
It's in a it's in a different area of state. Echo, where's Clare County, Michigan? She didn't even know. Echo, where's Clare County, Michigan? Alexa, where's Clare County, Michigan? It's fucking stupid.
I don't know that.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Alexa, where's Harrison, Michigan?
Where's Clare County, Michigan?
Harrison is a city in Clare County, Michigan in the Midwestern United States. It is located 146.644 miles northwest of Detroit, Michigan.
It's
northwest.
So it's very... UP. Yeah, it's not going to be quite there. Really. It's going to be in the northern half of the lower peninsula if it's 146 miles. But okay, so
whatever.
Anyway, it's far away. I feel better. So anyway, Clare County Sheriff's Deputy say Miranda was arrested after entering a home in the early morning hours of July 8th.
Trailer
Miranda
home.
Was found by the homeowners removing sausages from their freezer. On Monday, a Clare County judge handed her a 3 to 20 year sentence along with an order to pay $1,698 in fines and court costs.
Oh no.
If I'm her though, and I'm like, and I'm hearing from the judge, you will spend the next 3 to 20 years in prison. I'd probably be like, okay. And also you have to pay almost $1,700 in fines. That would be the tipping point for me.
Yeah.
Please just give me 100 years in prison. Just don't make me pay $1,698. The Clare County Prosecutor's Office has another case pending against Miranda, was dismissed pursuant to taking the plea agreement in this case. So I think it's ironic that her last name is Miranda, too, by the way.
Yeah. So, yeah, send us to prison for at least 3 years. I don't see if there's anything about what else she did. But, yeah, it must not have been as bad as stealing sausages if she was able to get it taken out.
She tried to fuck a sausage patty.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
No, you can't fuck sausage patties. You got to get the links.
Now, if you ever went to a dollar store, do you buy food there? Do they have any dollar stores where you live?
Yeah, I mean, they have Dollar Tree and Dollar General and the usual ones. They do. Would I ever buy a food item from a dollar store?
Yeah, like they have the grocery, they have the refrigerator. Frozen.
And I get it. I've heard stories about the meat that's in there and the quality of the ingredients. Basically, after they trim the meat, the good meat that they send to the other grocery stores, McDonald's, the stuff that falls down because they're thrown away, they package that up and they send it to Dollar General. So, I mean,
gristle.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So, no, I don't. How about you?
No, I don't. I'll buy candy there, like to buy the thing of Runtz or any of the candies. Those are fine because it's not real food anyway. But
yeah,
I might probably get my Sour Patch Kids cereal from there, but that's about it. But this lady, Shanetta Wilson, I don't know if you know, but she's from Florida.
Oh, that's a shocker.
Yeah, looks like she's a frequent shopper of the Dollar General. But she was arrested after a gas leak at the Dollar General. And I don't know what a gas leak has to do with anything. But I think this article, she did get a haircut.
At the Dollar General.
Based on the look of the side of it, that she did get it at the Dollar General. But a knife-wielding woman threatened to gut a fellow Dollar General shopper after the victim complained in reference to the defendant farting loudly while in the checkout line. Shanetta Wilson.
I'm gonna cut you, bitch.
Also known as Shart, got into an argument Sunday evening.
Shart Wilson.
After a male customer commented negatively about her passing gas According to investigators who responded to the store in Dania Beach or Dania Beach, a city just south of Fort Lauderdale. As alleged in a complaint affidavit, Wilson removed a small knife from her purse, opened the weapon, and told the victim she was going to gut him when Wilson pulled her hand back as if preparing to attack. Victim John Walker, 55, Johnny Walker, was in fear that he was going to be stabbed. Wilson, who also lives in Dania Beach, was subsequently arrested.
Oh, subsequent.
Right. It means right away or within the general vicinity of when the arrest thing happened.
I think it just means after. After in the sequence.
General vicinity in the subsequent. On a felony charge of aggravated assault with
it's all relative.
Deadly weapon. Without intent to kill. Well, she's going to gut him. I figured he'd
be after dead. The Ice Age, the dinosaurs subsequently die. It doesn't mean that that minute they die. They all die.
Well, yeah. It's around that time. General vicinity.
But you made it sound like it was, you know, fart, cut. Arrest.
Well, no. Arrest. Fart,
cut, arrest.
Right. She was booked into the Broward County Jail, where she's being held in lieu of a $2,500 bond. Oh, so it would have been cheaper for her to steal sausages.
She should have just stole sausages. It would have been, from the Dollar General, you could probably get a whole package of sausages for a dollar.
For a dollar, yep. Sharp Wilson has a lengthy rap sheet.
Mechanically separated pig parts. Yeah,
that's probably true. It includes convictions for battery, theft, marijuana perception.
Dollar batteries.
Right.
Yeah.
Marijuana possession, violating probation, and possession of cocaine with intent to sell. Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
She's doing all right.
Yeah. Well, Shanetta, hope you get your life back together and you get what you needed at the dollar store.
Shart Wilson, 37. She looks excited to be there, too.
Yeah, she's happy. You're a fan of B-dubs, so I'm glad this one came up for you.
I do like B-dubs. And we got B-dubs a couple weeks ago, and I was so close to getting the pumpkin spice or whatever.
Just to ask you.
You know, but I couldn't pull the trigger on it. I'm like, I don't know. Like,
it's B-dub, one wing.
It's not one
wing. You were there.
No, I know. I chickened out. I should have just asked for a little bit on the side. You know, what do you want from me?
If you're going to be at B-dubs, you got to get the pumpkin spice chicken.
Well, it's too late now. We've moved on.
Obviously.
If they have ginger spice chicken, I don't want it.
Ginger snap.
Did you see Starbucks has this like new pine latte?
I won't now. I won't drink anything that tastes like a tree.
Wait. Let me tell you about it. I got an email from Starbucks. It was yesterday. It's the new juniper.
Juniper
latte. I'm like, what? I don't want my latte to taste like a fucking Christmas tree.
No, I did get that.
There's
a band called Juniper Lane. I saw Starbucks and said, no, that's not it.
Well, according to Today, Starbucks' new holiday drink draws mixed reactions. Some say it tastes like dirt, while others say it tastes like a walk in a forest, which I get that, but I don't want my coffee to taste like a walk in a forest. If I want to feel a walk in a forest, I'll find a forest and I'll walk through it. I don't want to ingest the forest. I just want to smell and experience it.
Yeah, just give me some coffee.
I'm not going to do it. I'll probably order it, though, just because it's Starbucks.
You'll do that. But
I'm just like a fucking chicken sheep for Starbucks. That's the problem.
Something we actually did a whole segment on, you won't do, but
it would only be worse. Passing. It would only be worse if Tim Cook told me to buy it. And oh, boy.
In
case you don't know who Tim Cook is, he's the CEO of Apple. All right. Well, let's go down.
Tell me about this B-dubs guy,
Louisiana, where this guy he left a rock scene to order beer. He left a rock scene to order beer at B-dubs, and he faces a DWI charge. A West Monroe man who allegedly left the scene of a crash before entering a restaurant and ordering beer is facing multiple charges, including a second, not just a first, but a second driving while intoxicated. According to an arrest report filed late Monday, David Omari, age 42, was driving under a suspended driver's license from a previous driving while intoxicated charge when the accident happened. A witness saw Omari, turn off the well road from the center lane versus the turn lane and later strike a vehicle in front of Cracker Barrel. Now, I'm surprised he didn't go into Cracker Barrel and, you know, while waiting for his table, buy some little knickknacks or something like that, but he didn't.
No, you go in there and get some sausage. Yeah. You got a beer. Yeah. You want real food.
Yeah, you can get patties or links there, I believe.
Yeah.
That's funny. I haven't been to Cracker Barrel in several months, but
any sausage.
We went to Cracker Barrel at some point. He continued from the scene until reaching B-Dubs. When the trooper arrived, the witness pointed out the suspect. He had entered the restaurant, placed an order, and was sitting at the bar with a beer. The trooper said O'Mary appeared surprised to learn he was involved in a crash. Per the report. Huh? What? No, dude. I Ubered here. I'm just trying to get a beer.
I just came from work.
Per the report,
just came from church.
Performed poorly on field sobriety tests and submitted a breath sample of 0.164%.
Holy shit.
At Owachita Correctional Center. The illegal limit is 0.08%. O'Mary was booked on charges of second offense DWI, driving with a suspended license, hit and run, and improper right turn. Bail was set at $8,900 and was posted bond on Wednesday. So, I mean, this guy...
A lot of sausage.
God, he could have stole a lot of sausage for $8,900.
I like how they tacked on the improper right turn on there. As if the DWI and crashing his car and no license, that wasn't enough.
Not only.
Right. We're going to make this stick.
Was he driving intoxicated and endangering the lives of others, but he also turned improperly from a center lane.
That's right. You didn't stick your hand out the window. To signal your turn.
He didn't come to a complete stop at the light either.
We saw him roll right into that car without stopping while he had a beer in his hand.
Oh boy.
Well, David Omar, you get some help.
He should take this straight up to the Supreme Court, though, because I feel like Bardo Kavanaugh would probably go easy on him.
Like, shit, I know that guy.
Yeah, man. I used to drink at B-Dubs with him all the time.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. We did a lot of shit together.
Speaking of shit.
Oh, my goodness. This is from an American tourist. It's also going to come from our friends at World News Daily Report. So it's stuff you're not going to find anywhere else, but either World News Daily Report or here on the Two Bobs.
Mm-hmm. One of a kind.
Yeah.
It's the only place you can get real news.
Yeah, it goes down to Rio de Janeiro in Brazil.
Okay, what happened?
Well, it's nice and clean and smooth down there. Drug mule arrested after diarrhea ejects cocaine in the middle of the airport. An American tourist was arrested after more than 40 pellets of cocaine hidden in her anal cavity were ejected by a severe case of diarrhea while she was standing in front of airport security officers.
So that happens when you stick cocaine in your bum and then you eat Mexican food.
Right. Yeah, you go and eat some B-Dubs. 27-year-old Tanya Smith from Fort Lauderdale in Florida was getting ready to board a plane back to the United States after spending 2 weeks in Brazil getting a haircut when the incident occurred. The young woman looked visibly ill and feverish while waiting in line before boarding. And several witnesses said kept groaning and swearing loudly.
Oh, fuck.
Then she threatened to cut the guy behind her. At the moment she was called up to present her ticket, she suffered a severe incident of diarrhea, which ejected dozens of drug pellets from her rectum.
There's coke everywhere in the middle of the airport.
Directly out of her sphincter, directly on the airport floor. Ms. Smith was immediately arrested right in the vicinity, in the approximation of right after the incident occurred.
Subsequently.
Right. And cavity searched without gloves, revealing more drug packages, bringing the total to 104 pellets.
Wow, that's a lot of coke in your asshole.
That's right. It's a lot of pellets. Examination of the pellets indicated that they were brown, and 1 kilogram in weight of cocaine in her body for a street value of more than $100,000.
Man, bitch was worth a lot.
Yep.
She confessed that she had been ordered a 2-week. She confessed that she had been offered a 2-week trip to Brazil by a man in Florida in exchange for bringing the cocaine back from Rio de Janeiro to Miami, according to the Lieutenant Igor Rosario de Pablo of the Brazilian Federal Police. She suffered from traveler's diarrhea during her entire trip and was still sick when she inserted the drugs into her anal cavity. That's why she should have put them in her vagina instead. She told us that she had been suffering from diarrhea her entire trip. She said she prayed she could hold on to it during the entire flight, but obviously her prayers weren't enough. Tanya Smith was charged with drug transportation and trafficking. She faces from 30 years to life in jail if convicted. See what I did there? Dozens of individuals like her are arrested every year while smuggling drugs across borders for drug cartels. They all have diarrhea and blow coke all over the airport floors. These drug mules often use body cavities to hide the drugs, and some die every year after the packages break and release the drugs into their bodies. Considering the risks associated with the process, Ms. Smith's severe diarrhea may have gotten her arrested, but it might also have saved her life.
Oh, that's good news.
Got a happy ending.
Yeah, that is happy.
Oh, God.
Well, Tanya, I'm glad you survived, and hopefully you get some help, too. I didn't say what her... I know. There's some good ones down there.
If you're looking for any related news.
Yeah.
How about this related one?
Articles.
How about this one? The teen on female Viagra crashes in a building while masturbating to Gear Shift. kills world's oldest tortoise by accidentally sitting on it.
Man lost 200 pounds in 6 months by drinking menstrual blood.
Man divorces Caucasian wife after DNA test proved he is of 9% African descent.
A trans species man who identifies as a turkey wants to ban Thanksgiving. I saw a guy, and I considered it for one of these segments here, but it's a guy, I think, in Spain, who considers himself to be, like you said earlier, you're an 87-year-old person or a 36-year-old man in an 87-year-old body. Well, he decided that even though he's 65, that he really feels like he's only 45, and he is petitioning the government to change his legal age.
Yeah, I actually heard about that one, too. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I was listening to Cult of Mac podcast, Cultcast, and they were actually talking about that. That's ridiculous.
Really? Yeah, that's crazy. How can you? It's not even.
It's just math. You can't mess with that. Okay, so if you were born in 1965, how was it growing up through the 50s? Because you were fucking, you were there.
That was hard.
You were there. This last story, though, that's a related article. Drug dealer busted after calling 911 to report 150 pounds of cocaine were stolen. You know, and that reminds me of the story that...
Tanya, she was just here.
Have you checked the floor on the airport? Because Tanya had it in her asshole, but then sharted it out all over the floor. No, this reminds me of that story when we had the guy that called 911 like 71 times or whatever. Because they busted him and the cops took his money and he wanted it back.
Yeah. Well, that was a real story too. That wasn't fake news.
No, it was all real. This is all real.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. I don't know what I was talking about.
I mean, I don't know what you're trying to say, Robert. Like this,
that's a different show.
This story is not real. You can't put an entire kilogram of cocaine in your asshole.
Cocaine is that what you're saying?
Pellets. Alexa, how much is 1 pellet of cocaine?
This might answer your question. 1 pound is $1.28.
Did that answer your question?
Yes.
I can get a pound Thanks of for Coke your
feedback.
For $1.28. That must be on Amazon. Alexa, order me a pound of Coke from Amazon.
I just noted pound of cold in your Amazon cart and Perfect. Sent you some options. Oh. Choose something you'd like before checkout.
A pound of cold? I don't know what that is.
I nailed it. It's in your Amazon cart, Robert.
Don't. Yeah, it says pound of cold, not ready for checkout. Which pound of cold did you want?
There's a button here. What are your options?
Choose pound. Well, Stone Street Coffee, Cold Brew Reserve.
Ooh, that sounds good.
There is medium men's thermal winter gear compression underpants.
Oh.
Chattanooga Cold Pack, reusable gel ice pack cold therapy. And then Stone Street Coffee again, Cold Brew Reserve Colombian single. The first one was Colombian, but I guess it's a different size bags.
I like having access to your Echo device.
Yeah, that is good. PetSafe Extreme Weather Pet Door. And then, yeah, more coffee from from Stone Street.
Oh, perfect. Alexa, I'm out of Depends.
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Alexa, order me Depends.
No, because I just shipped you 500 of them recently.
Alexa, I need extra small condoms.
I just noted extra small condoms in your Amazon cart and sent you some options. Choose something you'd like before checkout.
Not ready for checkout. Which extra small condoms did you want? Ooh, Glide Slim Fit Premium Small Condom. Snugger fit. Trojan ends lubricated 36 count. Need a couple of those. Lifestyle Skin original condoms 24 count. And Lifestyle Snugger Fit 100 pack.
Oh man.
$17.
I feel like Alexa's not going to be on our show anymore now.
She's fine. She's fine. I'm going to direct these to Michigan.
Oh boy, that's funny.
Well, was that episode 86?
Yeah, that'll be it. We better end before I order more stuff for you from Amazon.
That's fine. All right. Well, you can find us at thetwobobs.com. We have a phone number, 530-882-BOBS, which is 530-882-2627.
Sure do.
Leave us a voicemail, send us a text, and find us on all the social things at Two Bobs Podcast.
Oh, you hit all the major points there.
No, just keep rolling.
You did it. No.
I gotta cancel all these orders. I'm not
complaining.
Here.
Yeah, make sure you cancel all your orders for cold and extra small condoms.
Yeah. We'll see you next week.
See ya. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.